Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
Strange things are indeed afoot at the Fed, like Bill and Ted would say. And we have to delve into that, so stay tuned. We're going to jump right in, and I'm going to show you some interesting statistics about what the heck is going on at the Fed. It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. All right, so there's some funky stuff going on. Let me show you this first chart. The first chart is the Fed funds rate. That's the amount that the Fed charges its members' banks to borrow money overnight, and you can see that that Fed funds rate is going up, right? So that's how much they charge the banks. Now, whether it's overnight or whether it's over time, it doesn't really matter. The bottom line is the trend, and you can look at it, and you can see during COVID, 2020 to 2022, we had record low interest rates, right? And so what that did was it made money cheap, right? When money is cheap, people just spend it, and that's why we have all this inflation. And so what the Fed is trying to do, at least they're telling us they're trying to do this, is they're raising rates. And they raised rates at a record pace, more quickly than they've ever raised rates in the past. And that rate has climbed up in a matter of about a year from, you know, just over zero to over 5%. Now, what does that do? Well, if you own a home and you have a variable interest rate payment on it, that is going to squeeze you out because now interest rates have gotten more expensive and your job probably hasn't gone up by 5 or 10 or 15% in order to offset it. Maybe it has. Maybe you're making enough money to offset it, but you still don't want to be spending more money on your mortgage. I mean, it's probably doubled your mortgage. And so what that's doing, it's putting downward pressure on home prices. Okay. Well, in some areas, we're not seeing downward pressure. Strange things afoot right there. But you are seeing the brakes being put on the economy, or they're trying to put the brakes on. Now, I have a theory that while they're raising rates and saying, oh, we're trying to put the brakes on the economy, they have to print more money in order to support the economy. A little bit more about that as we go forward here. So taking a look at that, that's an interesting chart. So remember the Fed funds rate chart. Now we're going to look at the M2 money supply, and you're going to take a look at the M2 money supply. This goes back, you know, 10 years or something like that. Up until 2020, it was an upwardly smooth curve. And then we had a big boost as they just started printing money out of thin air to pay everybody for sitting at home, to pay people to be unemployed, to inject money into drug companies, whatever all the other stuff is. They just injected a ton of money into the economy. And now the economy's got tons and tons of money sloshing around. You can see it starting to tail off. And this is what the Fed is telling us. I'm not sure I believe that the numbers are correct anymore. I don't believe anything anymore, frankly. So I kind of have to do my own analysis. And I can tell you that the price of things have gone up significantly, and they're not coming down, right? There's a lot of people that say, well, we're going to get heavy deflation. I don't buy that. And I don't buy that because of the next chart that I'm going to show you. And that is that we've gotten into this debt spiral. And what that means is the Fed keeps having to print money. Well, when you print money and you raise rates on yourself, which is what the Fed is doing, they've got to pay a lot higher interest rates to be able to afford the debt rate on that money, right? So people wouldn't buy that money at zero, right? Their inflation is going up, so they need to make money on it. So in order to be able to justify investing in bonds, investing in treasury bills, they are having to pay a higher rate of interest. So they're refinancing the older stuff, and they're having to repay it with higher rates of interest, just like people that are owning their homes, right? If you want to buy a home today, you're going to have to pay like 5.5%, 6.5% on your mortgage versus 2 years ago when you paid like 1%, 1.5%, maybe even 2% on your mortgage. So things have gotten a lot more expensive when it comes to borrowing money. When the Fed prints money, they're printing more money. The money they print is going to be more expensive, cost of money, right? Because they have to pay the investors to do it, like I just mentioned. And then once you do that, now you've got to print more money because tax revenues have actually not gone up commensurate with the amount of debt service that we have to pay to service that debt, especially the new debt and especially the old debt that's now coming due and has to be refinanced at these higher rates, which is happening. Here's an article from CNN Politics. Not sure I believe much from CNN Politics anyway, but the headline part of this article was interesting. And that was higher interest rates are coming in coming years, right? So the Fed is going to have to spend extra money to be able to afford to pay that interest, right? So they've got to spend that money. Where are they going to get that? Well, it's either going to come to you with higher taxes, so get ready for that, because that's what they're going to tell you they do, but they're going to print more money. I think they're already printing money. They're just doing it quietly, okay? So let's look at the highlighted sections that I put in this article, right? Actually, I'll read the whole part of this. Even if the Fed slows or stops raising rates this year, as many economists expect, right, the nation's borrowing costs will continue to increase, like I just said. That's because as the existing debt matures, the government issues new debt with higher prevailing interest rates. So don't just take my word for it. We know that this is happening. It's called the debt spiral. They've got to print more money to pay the interest rate on the debt, and the interest rate on the debt means that they have to print more money. It's a never-ending spiral, right? The higher, and you're not hearing people talk about cutting down on the budget. They're just keeping, you know, the budget increasing, so that means that more debt has to be paid on the budget. The higher rates could increase the net interest costs on the national debt to about $9 trillion over the next decade, according to estimates. Where do you think that $9 trillion's got to come from with a $32 trillion approaching federal debt, right, that we owe? And they're going to add $9 trillion to it. That's like, you know, a third, okay? So that's going to increase the amount of money we have to pay on the interest on that debt. Hey, it's Mark Yeagy, author of this book on covered calls, here to tell you about my cash flow machine trading program that's designed to show you how I make safe, reliable income. Now, I shoot for 2 to 4% a month of income in my portfolio, and we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a mastermind community. And the best part of it is that it only takes me about 20 minutes a week, maybe to an hour to implement. Now, while 2 to 4% a month may not sound like much, I show you exactly how I took my IRA from $111,000 to over $700,000 in just 23 months without huge risk. Yes, I got a little lucky, I gotta say, but I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io, or better yet, go to this link to get access to videos and masterclasses that explain the entire process, the risks, and rewards even more. See you there. So then we go down to, by 2032, interest rate costs are going to triple to more than $3 billion per day. $3 billion per day. That's $9,400 per household. That's a lot of money, right? Like, I would like to have $3 billion, or I'd even like to have $9,400. That's the amount of money that we're not going to put in roads. We're not going to fix hospitals. We're not going to improve our infrastructure and build our bridges back. What we're doing is we're paying interest on the debt. And so as that interest on the debt goes, we don't get anything out of it, so it doesn't return. So we need to create more debt to be able to finance the other things that we actually do need, which means more debt. That's the debt spiral. You see that? So as all that stuff starts to happen, you are going to either be asked to pay more tax, or you're going to be asked to be taxed in something you don't see as a tax, as that's inflation. As your prices go up of things, you're going to have to pay more money on those things. And so that adds to the inflation spiral. So don't believe the people that are talking about deflation, because deflation is not happening, right? It's going to be inflation that happens. So you've got to be really careful about what's going on in the world when it comes to the Fed and what they're doing. You can't believe all the headlines. You've got to start to ask yourself some critical questions. Do things make sense, right? When you go to the grocery store, are things going up in price or down in price? When you're buying a house, is it costing you more or less? When you're going to pay your rent, is it costing you more or less? How much are cars? Are they more or less? All that is the real numbers. Whatever they're telling you is the fake numbers. And so strange things are afoot at the Circle K, and strange things are afoot at the Fed. If you like what we're talking about here, hit the like and subscribe button. Let me know, maybe the notification button too. That way you'll know when all of our new stuff comes out. But anyway, I just find this stuff fascinating, and I'm glad you tuned in. Catch you next time. See you later. You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.